Chapter 3, English Prepositions, beginning with the letters I through N. This is a comprehensive listing of the most common English prepositions, beginning with the letters I through N. The prepositions are followed by a usage explanation. After each explanation, there are examples to help reinforce the correct use of the preposition in common English sentences. Common English prepositions beginning with the letters I through N. Below, we will discuss these commonly used prepositions and provide you with many examples. Let's begin. In. In is used to talk about a person's or thing's location inside of something. Examples. She was sitting in the room. Another example. He was watching television in his house. Another example. The pen was in the drawer. In is used to talk about a location direction. Examples. The sun sets in the west. Another example. Beautiful woven rugs are made in the east. In is used to talk about being inside of a location boundary, city, country, state, etc. Examples. Right now, we are in New York City. Another example. My friend lives in San Francisco. Another example. Tokyo is in Japan. Another example. We are in the park. What is the difference between at the park and in the park? We say that we are in the park when we are within the boundaries of the park. We often say we are at the park when we have arrived near to the park boundary. Sometimes English speakers use in and at interchangeably when referring to locations like airport, library, school, park, etc. Example. Where are we now? I'm at the park, or I'm in the park. Generally, at refers to being located close to or on the border of a location, whereas in refers to being inside the boundaries of the location. In is used to talk about time. Examples. He was born in Okinawa in 1983. Another example. I'm late. I have to be at school in 10 minutes. Another example. My wife should be home in 2 hours. Another example. We usually start school in September. Another example. My mother will be arriving in 2 weeks. Another example. They take their shower in the morning. Another example. We watch the sunset in the evening. The last example. I think we were happier in the 1970s, or in the 70s. Use in when talking about weather. Examples. We like to walk in the rain. Another example. It's hot in the sun. Use in when talking about what someone is wearing. Examples. She went to dinner in a beautiful black dress. Another example. They went to the Halloween party in a funny costume. Use in when talking about a location on the body. Examples. He was hit in the chest. Another example. She put her contact lens in her eye. Another example. The soccer player has a pain in his foot. Use in when talking about how people relate to each other. Examples. They were in an argument last night. Another example. All of the members of the group worked in cooperation with each other to solve the problem. Another example. The mother asked the little boy why his shirt was torn. The little boy told his mother that he was in a fight. Use in when talking about the current status of something or someone. Examples. The old book is still very popular. It is still in print. Another example. That recipe is very famous and is in demand, meaning many people would like to have it. Use in when you want to be clear about measurement. Examples. He is very heavy. I don't know what he weighs in kilos, but in pounds, he weighs more than 300. Another example. The car is very tall in height. In back of. In back of means to the rear of or behind. Examples. They keep the garbage cans in back of the building. Another example. The garbage is in back of the house. In front of. In front of refers to something or someone that is located before or facing something or someone. Examples. The woman stood in front of the mirror combing her hair. Another example. The car was parked in front of the school building. Inside. Inside refers to something or someone that is located within something else. Examples. The pencils are inside the red box. Another example. The two girls are inside that house. Instead of. Instead of means to substitute something for something else. Examples. We went swimming instead of surfing. Another example. Kazu studied English instead of Italian. Into. Into is used to mean enter. Examples. The businessman stepped into the cab. Another example. The English student went into the classroom. Another example. The flower shop girl put the flowers into a bag. Into is sometimes used to mean something of interest or an occupation or preoccupation. Examples. The students are really into learning English. The students really enjoy learning English. Another example. He loves soccer. He is really into soccer. Into is sometimes used to talk about math division. Examples. 12 into 48 equals 4. Another example. 10 into 100 equals 10. Into is used to talk about a condition, change. Examples. The student got into trouble for cheating on the exam. Another example. Kyoko got into debt after buying the expensive home. Into is used to talk about sudden, hard contact or forced contact with something or someone. Examples. The motorcycle crashed into the building, but the driver was not seriously hurt. Another example. The girl ran into the tree and had to be taken to the hospital. There are many other uses for the word into in English phrasal verbs, and in English expressions or idioms. Please see our book, Beyond Phrasal Verbs. Like. Like is used to talk about similarities. Examples. There is no other person like him. Another example. Places like New York and Los Angeles can be interesting vacation stops. Another example. He is like his brother. They both enjoy playing sports. Like is used to talk about examples. Examples. There are many forms of transportation, like cars, trains, and planes. Another example. There are many things you can do to improve your English, like talking to native speakers, studying grammar, and attending classes regularly. Near. Near is used to talk about distance from or location, something that is close by. Examples. Oh, look at the tall buildings. We must be near Dallas. Another example. The whiteboard is near the door. Next to. Next to is used to talk about something or someone that is near, close to, or in very close proximity to. Examples. She parked her car next to mine in the mall parking lot. Another example. Could you tell me where the grocery store is? Yes, it is next to the bank on Smith Street. Chapter 3 Review. Prepositions beginning with the letters I through N. Instructions. Read the sentences below. Decide whether the use of the underlined preposition is correct or incorrect. If incorrect, which of these prepositions best fits the sentence? In back of, in front of, inside, instead of, into, like, near, next. The answers can be found at the end of the practice. Let's begin. Number 1. I waited in near of the taxi stand for 2 hours, but no taxi came. Correct or incorrect? Number 2. The car is inside the garage. Correct or incorrect? Number 3. The businessman went into the building. Correct or incorrect? Number 4. Places like Honolulu and Cancun can be nice for vacations. Correct or incorrect? Number 5. Long Island is a place instead of New York City. Correct or incorrect? Number 6. The bus stopped next to the shopping center. Correct or incorrect? Number 7. 100 near 1,000 equals 10. Correct or incorrect? Number 8. We went swimming instead of surfing. Correct or incorrect? Number 9. Jim and Nancy got into debt when they bought the expensive sports car. Correct or incorrect? Number 10. The garbage bins are in back of the store. Correct or incorrect? Here are the answers to the above sentences. Number 1. Incorrect should be in front of. Number 2 is correct. Number 3 is correct. Number 4 is correct. Number 5 is incorrect, should be near. Number 6, correct. Number 7, incorrect, should be into. Number 8, correct. Number 9, correct. Number 10, correct. And this is the end of Chapter 3, Section 3.